a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
Good afternoon. Hello. All right. Senate Appropriations, we'll call it to order. We'll welcome our internet listeners. We do not have pages this afternoon, apparently. They're at the governor's mansion. Yes, and we have Jameson. Okay, fantastic. Well, I'm glad the pages got the opportunity to go over to the governor's mansion and have dinner. That's great. And remind everybody to please turn off your cell phones or turn them to vibrate, and we will get started. Secretary, please call the roll.
Sutton?
No.
Jones?
I'm glad
Nordstrom.
You're awake.
Here.
Heineman?
Here.
White?
Here.
Solano?
Here.
Tiedemann?
Here.
Peters?
Here.
What happened to Van Groepen? Okay, we have a quorum.
All right. We have quorum. All right, with that, Senator Heineman.
Move approval of the January 24th Senate Appropriations meeting.
Okay, I have a motion by Senator Heineman, a second by Senator Tiedemann. Any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, this is a voice vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Seeing none, those minutes have been approved. Senator Tiedemann.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I move approval of the February 13th meeting.
Second. Okay, I have a motion by Senator Tiedemann and a second by Senator Heineman. Discussion on the motion? Hearing none, this is a voice vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Seeing none, those minutes are approved. Any other minutes that need to be approved? All right, seeing none, let's move on to our agenda. Before I turn over the gavel for Senate Bill 9, I want to pull up Senate Bill 11, and with that, I would entertain a motion. Senator Tiedemann.
Madam Chair, I move to table Senate Bill 11.
Thank you. I have a motion by Senator Tiedemann, a second by Senator Heineman, to table Senate Bill 11, and since that's my bill and it's a non-debatable motion, will Secretary call the roll? I know. I have a long calendar and less than a few minutes to do it.
I'm here with you. Sutton?
Yeah, aye.
Jones? Nordstrom? Nordstrom.
Pass.
Heineman?
Aye.
White?
Aye.
Van Groepen?
Pass.
Solano?
Aye.
Tiedemann?
Aye.
Peters?
Aye.
Nordstrom?
Aye.
Van Groepen?
Aye.
All right, fantastic.
8-0.
Fantastic. Senate Bill 11 has been tabled. All right, with that, I'm going to pass the gavel. I'm going to move over and pull up Senate Bill 9. Go ahead, Senator Tiedemann.
And Senate Bill 9 is to revise the provisions related to the Interim Appropriations Committee. We've taken public testimony. We're now open for discussion and or action. Yes, Senator Peters.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I brought Senate Bill 9 on behalf of the Executive Board, and basically what this does is just allows the Appropriations Committee to hold public testimony outside of the legislative session. The intent would be to have have the Interim Appropriations meet with Bureau of Finance and Management shortly after the Governor's budget address, which I think worked really well this year, having meeting with Conditioner Dilges and his staff the first week of session. The only problem that I saw with doing it the first week of session is it ate up 1 week of session that we could have been meeting with agencies. So the purpose of Senate Bill 9 is to really have a little bit deeper dive on the governor's proposed budget prior to session and work with the commissioner in his office in order to have a budget a little bit deeper dive than what the governor proposes in his budget, so we have a better understanding when we hit the ground running day one of session. And Mr. Chair, I do have an amendment I'd like to pass out.
Okay, if you go ahead and pass that out. And I do stand corrected. This bill has been around a long time, and I think we still need to ask for proponents and opponents.
Oh, yes, sorry.
Okay, so it's Amendment 9, Mike Alpha?
Yes, sir.
And would you share...
Sure.
What that amendment does?
Sure. Basically, it just changes the word on page 1, line 11. It overstrikes shall and inserts may. This, I'm not sure why we wrote the bill with the shall in it. This just inserts may, and it allows... It doesn't force the Interim Appropriations Committee to have these interim appropriations meetings. It just allows us to have the flexibility if there are some deeper issues that come up when the governor pitches his bill. Like this year was an usually complicated budget year when we were talking about prepaying of bonds, merging retirement funds, We've got the state health insurance plan on a variety of different issues. And so with this, this would not mandate us to do the interim appropriations, but just allow us the opportunity if we chose. So I would encourage the committee to amend Senate Bill 9 with MA and then pass the bill out as written. Thank you, as amended.
Do you move that amendment at this time?
Sure, why not?
Okay. Moved and seconded Amendment 9MA. Any discussion on that amendment? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, nay. The amendment passes. Any other proponents to Senate Bill 9 as amended? Any proponents to Senate Bill 9 as amended?
Joyce Malinsky, Executive Director, South Dakota Budget and Policy Institute from Sioux Falls, South Dakota. We would support Senate Bill 9 as amended, particularly emphasizing that Interim Joint Appropriations Committee process is a public hearing process, and that allows not only you to have access to that information a little earlier, but also the public to have access to that information a little earlier, which we applaud. So we stand in support of that.
Thank you, Ms. Malinsky. Any other proponents for Senate Bill 9? Any other proponents for Senate Bill 9? Any opponents for Senate Bill 9? Any opponents for Senate Bill 9? Seeing none, we'll close that for public testimony, open up to discussion and or action for the committee. Yes, Senator Heineman.
Mr. Chairman, thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move due pass on Senate Bill 9 as amended.
Seconded by Senator Sutton, moved by Senator Heineman. Any discussion on that motion?
I think it's already been covered, Mr. Chairman. The only thing I would say, any information that we have as soon as possible, I think, aids the appropriations process, so I applaud this bill.
Thank you. Any other discussion? Hearing none, those in favor will say aye, those opposed nay, and the Secretary will call the roll.
Sutton?
Aye.
Jones?
Aye.
Nordstrom?
Aye.
Heineman?
Aye.
White?
Aye.
Van Gerpen?
No.
Solano?
Aye.
Tiedemann?
Aye.
Peters?
Aye.
8-1.
Senate Bill 9, as amended, goes to the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. All right, we're going to continue on our calendar, our agenda for today. I'm going to pull up House Bill 1028 to revise the amount counties may be reimbursed for the detainment of parole violators. And we have already taken public testimony and closed public hearing to this. Are there any additional questions that the committee may have on House Bill 1028? Seeing no additional questions on House Bill 1028, I will open it up to action on House Bill 1028. Senator Tiedemann.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I move due pass on House Bill 1028.
Second. Okay, I have a motion by Senator Tiedemann, a second by Senator Heineman on the due pass motion. Discussion on that motion. Senator Tiedemann.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Well, I believe that there was no opponents to this bill. It's something that needs to be done just to bring things up to the proper level and reimburse those folks.
Thank you. Any further discussion on House Bill 1028? Seeing no further discussion, we'll have the Secretary call the roll.
Sutton?
Aye.
Jones?
Aye.
Nordstrom?
Aye.
Heineman?
Aye.
White?
Aye.
Van Gerpen?
Aye.
Solano?
Aye.
Tiedemann?
Aye.
Peters?
Aye.
9-0.
Okay, House Bill 1028 will move to the floor with a due pass motion. Senator Van Gerpen, would you carry that on the floor for us? We'll get you talking points. Okay, let's pull up Senate Bill 111 to revise certain property tax limitations. This particular bill has already had public hearing closed. Are there any additional questions on Senate Bill 111? Seeing none, we'll close additional questions. We'll move it to action, committee action. Senator Tiedemann.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I move to table Senate Bill 111.
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Senator Tiedemann, a second by Senator Heineman, and this is a non-debatable motion with no discussion. And with that, Secretary, please call the roll.
Sutton?
Aye.
Jones?
No.
Nordstrom?
Aye.
Heineman?
Aye.
White?
Aye.
Van Gerpen?
Aye.
Solano?
Aye.
Tiedemann?
Aye.
Peters?
Aye.
8-1.
Okay, Senate Bill 111 has been tabled. All right. With that, we're going to continue moving down on the agenda. We're going to pull up Senate Bill 38 to revise the state aid to special education. We have already also had public testimony on this bill. Are there any questions on Senate Bill 38? Seeing no additional questions on Senate Bill 38, we'll open it up to committee action. Senator Tiedemann.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I move due pass on Senate Bill 38.
Okay, I have a motion by Senator Tiedemann, a second by Senator White. Any discussion on the motion? Senator Tiedemann.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I believe that we discussed this fairly thoroughly. It was presented that this is something that's needed to maintain our maintenance of effort and sets the levies, therefore, as we go forward for special ed.
Okay, thank you very much. Further discussion on Senate Bill 38? Seeing none, will Secretary please call the roll?
Sutton?
Aye.
Jones?
Aye.
Nordstrom?
Aye.
Heineman?
Aye.
White?
Aye.
Van Gerpen?
Aye.
Solano?
Aye.
Tiedemann?
Aye.
Peters?
Aye.
9-0.
Okay, Senate Bill 38 will pass to the floor with a due pass motion. With that, we're going to pull up Senate Bill 86 to make an appropriation to the State Aeronautics Fund. We have already had public testimony on Senate Bill 86. Are there any questions on Senate Bill 86? Seeing no additional questions, we'll open it up to committee action. Senator Tiedemann.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I move to table Senate Bill 86.
Second. I have a motion by Senator Tiedemann, a second by Senator Heineman. This is a non-debatable motion with no discussion. With that, Secretary, please call the roll.
Sutton?
Aye.
Jones?
No.
Nordstrom?
Pass.
Heineman?
Aye.
White?
Aye.
Van Gerpen?
No.
Solano?
Aye.
Tiedemann?
Aye.
Peters?
Aye.
Nordstrom?
No.
6-3.
Okay, Senate Bill 86 has been tabled. With that, we're going to move to Senate Bill 94. Senate Bill 94 is to appropriate money in order to fund the fiscal year 2014 health insurance shortfall for the Board of Regents employees compensated from tuition fees and other funds and to declare an emergency. We've already had a public testimony on this. Are there any additional questions on Senate Bill 94? Okay. Okay, seeing no additional questions, we'll close questions and open up to committee action. Senator Tiedemann.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I would move that Senate Bill 94 be amended. It's 94DA.
Thank you. Senate Bill 94DA has been moved by Senator Tiedemann, seconded by Senator Sutton. Discussion on the motion. Senator Tiedemann.
Well, what this amendment does is delete the dollar amount of million and brings it down to $1. It keeps the bill moving forward. It takes out the almost $9 million, but it puts in a dollar and keeps it moving forward for discussion purposes.
Thank you, Senator Tiedemann. Further discussion on Senate Bill 94. Senator Sutton.
And just for the record, you can still buy a lot with a dollar.
Can't buy a soda pop. All right. Any further discussion on the motion to amend? Hearing none, this is a voice vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Seeing none, Senate Bill 94 has been amended. With that, further action on Senate Bill 94. Senator Tiedemann.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and I move due pass on Senate Bill 94 as amended.
Second. Okay, I have a motion by Senator Tiedemann, a second by Senator Heineman. Any further discussion on Senate Bill 94? Senator Sutton?
Well, thank you, Madam Chair. I think it's just important to keep this bill alive, to keep the conversation alive. I mean, I realize that there are probably some people out there that don't like the idea of putting just $1 in, but it's necessary to make crossover day so that we have options to move forward if we have dollars available to help out with something as important as this. So.
Thank you, Senator Sutton. Further discussion, Senator White.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I agree with the good senator. I think this is an expense that is not anticipated. And I think it's, if there's any way that we can work something out at the time, we should give consideration at that time. Thank you.
Thank you. Further discussion on Senate Bill 94 as amended? Seeing none, we will have the Secretary call the roll.
Sutton?
Aye.
Jones?
Aye.
Nordstrom?
Aye.
Heineman?
Aye.
White?
Aye.
Van Gerpen?
Aye.
Solano?
Aye.
Tiedemann?
Aye.
Peters?
Aye.
9-0.
Okay, Senate Bill 94 with due pass motion as amended will pass to the floor. With that, we're going to pull up Senate Bill 152 to make an appropriation to provide full funding of the Cement Plant Retirement Plan to consolidate the Cement Plant Retirement Plan with the South Dakota Retirement System and to declare an emergency. We've already had a public testimony. Are there any additional questions on Senate Bill 152? Seeing no additional questions on Senate Bill 152, we'll move to committee action. Senator Tiedemann.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I move due pass on Senate Bill 152.
Second. I have a motion by Senator Tiedemann, a second by Senator Solano of a due pass. Any further discussion on the motion? Senator Tiedemann.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Again, this is a neat opportunity for us as a state to fully fund the cement trust fund, retirement fund. I think that it helps in that we can do this and then later move it into the South Dakota retirement system. We've been backfilling or filling these holes for the last 8 years, and I think it's time now, the opportune time, to fill it, fully fund it, and move it.
Okay.
Thank you.
Further discussion. Senator White.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and I totally agree with the good senator again. For the last 3 years that we've approached this, there's always been this void in our budget process, and I want to really commend Mr. Dilges and his crew for coming up with a bona fide program that addresses this, not only in a fiscal manner, but also as they went out and talked to the participants of this fund, they saw it as a positive too. And so I think it's just a win-win situation, and I really compliment those involved to get this accomplished in a positive manner.
Okay. Any further discussion? Senator Heineman.
I just thank you, Madam Chair. I have to add my kudos as well to the South Dakota Retirement System, to the Commissioner, to the fact that we had the good fortune of having some extra dollars this year from the unclaimed property have really given us an opportunity to take care of this into the future. So definitely supportive of this.
Thank you. Any further discussion on Senate Bill 152? Seeing none, Secretary, please call the roll.
Sutton?
Aye.
Jones?
Aye.
Nordstrom?
Aye.
Heineman?
Aye.
White?
Aye.
Van Gerpen?
Aye.
Solano?
Aye.
Tiedemann?
Aye.
Peters?
Aye.
9-0.
Okay. Senate Bill 152 will move to the floor with a due pass motion. With that, we've got two more bills I'd like to talk about today. They are below the line. They both have had public hearings. I'd like to pull up Senate Bill 184. Senate Bill 184 has had a public hearing, and I don't have the title in front of me. Sorry. I had it. Yep, Senate Bill 184 is to make an appropriation to support the South Dakota Hall of Fame and declare an emergency. So with that, we've already had public testimony. Are there any questions on Senate Bill 184? Any further questions? Seeing none, I'll close questions and open it up for committee action. Senator Sutton or Senator Jones? Go ahead, Senator Jones.
I move we accept the amendment.
Okay, you're going to move Senate Bill, or excuse me, Amendment 184MA. 184MA. And I have a second. Okay, I have a motion by Senator Jones, a second by Senator Heineman. Discussion on the motion. Senator Jones, did you want to?
I just appreciate the possibility of this moving on and finding us some other funds for a pretty good cause. Not a pretty good cause, a real good cause.
Really good cause.
A really good one.
All right. Is there any further discussion on Senate Bill 184MA? Seeing none, this is a voice vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Seeing none, 184 has been amended. With that, any further action on Senate Bill 184? Senator Jones.
Madam Chairman, I recommend due pass. I move that we do pass.
All right. We have a motion of due pass as amended on Senate Bill 184 as amended, seconded by Senator Sutton. Any further discussion on this motion? Senator Tiedemann, go ahead.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Well, I think this amendment makes the bill more acceptable. It takes, and we've gone away from general funds and moved it to other funds, so I can support this. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Senator Heineman.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And I, too, support it, and I'm glad that we'll have it on the floor, because I congratulate Senator Jones for bringing it forward. It's the Hall of Fame is really a jewel that we don't spend a lot of time on, and so I think it's going to be a good discussion on the floor as well.
Okay. Any further discussion?
Madam Chair.
Senator Jones.
I have not driven down this road before, so I appreciate your indulgence with what you're doing to this bill, and I support it.
Anytime. Anytime. We'll keep the discussion alive on both these. So with that, any further discussion on Senate Bill 184 as amended? Seeing none, Secretary, please call the roll.
Sutton.
Aye.
Jones.
Aye.
Nordstrom.
Aye.
Heineman.
Aye.
White.
Aye.
Van Gerpen.
Aye.
Solano.
Aye.
Tiedemann.
Aye.
Peters.
Aye.
9-0.
Okay, Senate Bill 184 moved to the floor with a due pass as amended motion. With that, we'll pull up our last bill for the day. We'll pull up Senate Bill 185. Senate Bill 185 is to make an appropriation to support the W.H. Over Museum and declare an emergency. And with that, we've already had public testimony. We'll open it up for any committee questions. Any committee questions on Senate Bill 185? Seeing none, we'll close committee questions. We'll open it up to committee action. Senator Jones.
Let's see if I can do a little better this time.
That's all right.
I move that we pass amended bill 185-MA.
Okay. We have a motion by Senator Jones, motion to amend MA, seconded by Senator Heineman. Discussion on the motion. Senator Jones.
It's much like 184, Senate bill. I just think it's moving it from the general fund to other fund expenditures.
Okay. Thank you very much. Further discussion? Senator Tiedemann, did you also? Same ditto. Okay. Any further discussion? Okay. Seeing none, seeing no further discussion, the motion to amend 185-MA, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Seeing none, 185 has been amended. With that, we'll move on to further committee action on Senate Bill 185 as amended. Senator Jones.
Thank you, ma'am. I move that we pass Senate Bill 185 as amended.
Second.
Okay. I got a motion by Senator Jones, a second by Senator Sutton on a due pass as amended on Senate Bill 185. Any discussion on the motion? Seeing no further discussion since we've already discussed it. With that, Secretary, call the roll.
Sutton.
Aye.
Jones.
Aye.
Nordstrom.
Aye.
Heineman.
Aye.
White.
Aye.
Van Gerpen.
Aye.
Solano.
Aye.
Tiedemann.
Aye.
Peters.
Aye.
9-0.
Okay. Senate Bill 185 will move to the floor with the due pass as amended motion. Senator Nordstrom.
Thank you, Madam Chair. It's been quite a day for Senator Jones getting two bills, and he's. But I just had a question. Have you notified him that the other funds is a personal donation from himself?
No, we are going to be working with Senator Jones to find him some other funds from somewhere.
Thank you.
We'll
that
figure it out.
Makes me nervous.
Yeah. Are there any further discussion before the committee? Otherwise, I need a motion to amend. Or excuse me, to adjourn. I'm trying to amend. We're amending all the time. All right, so I have a motion by Senator Solano, a second by Senator Heineman. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Seeing none, we're adjourned.